Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Pei Dalet. Beginning with the Mishnah in the bottom of Pei Gimel on the base. Mishnah says, "Emevrochen al haner." To discuss the halachas of the brachos of Havdalah. "Emevrochen al haner v'al b'samim shel goyim." You can make a bracha on the ner and b'samim of goyim. And number one, halacha number one in the Mishnah. What's the reason for this halacha? Again, it's supposed to be because we want the ner that it should be shavas, as the way that Pnei Moshe explains that the shagoyim is no good because ner mishum lo shavas. Sha'akam osam halacha li'orer. Since the guy used it, even though guy is not mechuyim, there's no issue malacha for a guy, but he used it for his malacha lo shabbos. It wasn't shavas, and you don't make a bracha. Hell, the nevet by avera. His avera was done, which means if a Jew would have done this, it would be an avera. So, mainly, therefore, the halacha is that we do not make a bracha on something that a guy wasn't shavas. If the ner itself wasn't shavas on shabbos. So, same thing with Besamim as well. Besamim, we can't do it well. The continuing concern is, of course, that Besamim is made for Avodah Zarah, even though the Mishnah says it's Mefurish, no next halacha. But we assume the same idea that Besamim as well, because we assume that the Goyim gave it over, Sudim level decided. They use it for the Sudas, use it for something to do with Avodah Zarah, their holiday dinners, etc. Therefore, you can't make a bracha on Avodah Zarah. On spices used for Avodah Zarah. And only on Psalm HaMesim. You can't use an air of Psalm HaMesim. Again, the air that's done to light for the Kavod HaMes. The Kavod HaMes is not the bracha. We make it on Kavod HaChai. And therefore, you can't be nana from that. If you can't be nana from that, you can't make a bracha on it. And also, you can't make a bracha on the Psalm HaMesim that was used to remove the odor of the mace. The Recha Ba'alma, use it for the Recha, the Reach, the bad smell, the decomposing body. And Mela, therefore, it's not made for Nano. And therefore, you can't make a bracha on B'Samah Shalmei. Zeno Shal B'Samah Lep Ne'er Avodah Zarah, also on a Ne'er that was used for Avodah Zarah, or B'Samah used for Avodah Zarah that was lit as an incense for Avodah Zarah. And Halacha is the same thing, it's Aser. Goyim, the Gemara's in a question, of course, why do we have, if we say you can't use the Reach of Avodah Zarah, by Goyim, even if it's not Avodah Zarah Mamash, what does the Mishnah have to tell you, this Avodah Zarah, that you can't use an air of Avodah Zarah? Of course you can't use an air of Avodah Zarah, if you can't even use an air of Goyim, just in case, maybe, that he did have Avodah Zarah for it. Surely if it was used for Avodah Zarah, you should not be able to do that. So that's how the Achronim asked this Kasha. And they want to learn out from here that the it could be the agav, it's really agav the ner, or it could be where even if it wasn't made, it was made for the Zohar, it was never used for that, even that itself is going to be considered asur. It was just made, it was not used, it was going to be made for the Zohar, but never used for that, the halacha would still be considered asur in the Mishnah. Mishnah and Zofi and broken on the ner, Yosalor. It can make a bracha on the ner that was used for Hajj until you could benefit from the ner. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly what that means. How far does it have to be away from you to be nena? We'll see a machlokes in the Gemara. Is there a distance to be nena? How much of has to be? It has to be close enough to be nena from it. And we'll see that in the Gemara. A brisa seems to be fakir. Says the Mishnah. Said the Gemara. Tana Rabbi Yehuda doing Rabbi Yomi. Rabbi Yaakov learned in front of Yomi a brisa. Avrocham some shalgoyim. You had to use some al shalgoyim. Fake the one mile public. What is he telling us? A brisa. Others of the Mishnah. Mishnah said clearly. First the luck of the Mishnah. You can't use some shalgoyim. So what is the brisa saying? Rabbi Yehuda answers. Kimuno ma'aso lechnechonuso. The brisa is talking about a case where he had it in front of his store. The male are using in front of his store. It's not made for Avodah Zarah per se, but a guy did it in order to be able to attract people to the store. So the idea is that you want to have a person walks by the store and he smells sweet besamim will come into the store. So if he'll come into the store, a male, therefore, it's made l'reach. So maybe there it would be considered okay. So therefore the price says, mavrochen besamim. And that you can do. It's not made for Avodah Zarah. It's not made for a particular guy that a guy owned it, but rather only made for a potential sale for the chanut, therefore that would be something that would be considered acceptable to do, that you're able to use. So the Gemara says, Ashoshis, the Gemara is another halacha l'gabe the ner, Ashoshis. You have a lantern a Jew has burning all Shabbos, Abishal Shabbos, even though it didn't rest, but Vachon Olav, even though it didn't rest. Which, what's the Chiddush? Now, did we say before that a ner of a goy you can't use because it was not Shabbos on Shabbos? And ask the Rishon. So if a lamp, you had a lamp, Ashoshis that was burning in the Jewish home a whole Shabbos, the Chira, it would be the same thing. It wasn't Shavas. But Lachos Lez Mavrochon Olav, you're allowed to use it as well. You're allowed to use it because even though no Malacha was done, but you're allowed to use it on Shabbos because it was but for a Jew. and that's not considered nisur malach on Shabbos. It'll still be considered acceptable. The Gemara says neir b'sol keiko. What if a person had a nair that was in his lamp, a lap, which means he put it there to warm himself? It was put there not for the light, but for warmth. So then halacha is, you would say, what's the halacha in such a case? Again, so it's not made for the sake of Shabbos. It's not made for the sake of light. It's made for the sake of warmth. Or b'sok patna. So it's made in a lantern where it's lit up. You can see it through the glass, through the lantern. It's not made directly for a fire, but use it for the shoshes, through the lantern, like a lantern, is the way that this Rashmi Salul translates. So therefore, obisai, it's used in a glass. You see it through the glass. Look is, or you see the flame, but you don't use the actual light. You don't actually use the light, which means it's far away, you don't can't benefit from it. Says the Prime Moshe, you can see it, the light, but it's too far away for you to benefit any benefit from it. It's far away. Or the other way around. You can see a light, but you can't benefit from it. You can't see actual flame. You see, it's a distance, you're far away. So you can't, behind the corner, it's behind the bend. And therefore, you can't actually see where the source is. You see light coming around the corner, but you don't actually see the fire. Because you can't make a brook on any of these things. Actually, you have to have both. You have to see the light and be able to benefit from it. So if it's something blocking out the light, you can see behind a curtain, you can't see the flame. You only see the light that comes from around it, it's blocking it, and that would be a look that you cannot use it until you see both, until you have both the nair and the shalevis both together. That look would be able to use, or you can use from both. That you're not able to use. Says the Gemara, aloka l'gabritin shalevis, are you allowed to be nena from it or not? Gemara is interesting, Shaila. Gemara brings down in a brisa a difference between a five things different between a shalheves and a gacheles. There are five halakas said by a kol, or and five halakas said by a shalheves that are different between the two halakas. Number one, gacheles or gaik demo elimbo. You have a kol of hekdish, you use it, you're over miyula, a chayv miyula. You're not allowed to have any moil of hekdish, so you chayv miyula. A chayv is a nisa kares. And according to what shall have is lo nim lo nim, you're not allowed to be nana, but also you're not considered a mila. You're not allowed to use it, but if you do it, you're not over mila. Why? Because it's double shambo mamish. Now, Yisr of mila is where you have some kind of direct usage from it, but where you don't have any usage from it, it's not also because it's not considered a double shema. And shemila is the less be mashosha. It's not, just flame. It's just light. It's from world. You can't put your finger on it. You can't touch it. It's not that. No, it's not chefsa. It's double shambo mamish. Therefore, the look is you're not banana from it, but it's the mila you're not over. So you have a coal of the use photos, so it's also to use. Shalevis mutter, shalevis is mutter. Again, why is it mutter? Because it's not dovish ain't mamish. It's not the same thing. It's not directly, it's indirectly. That's not considered directly from its mutter, because it's mutteris. Again, even the rabbanan say you shouldn't do it because any isur exor you can't do, but the raisa, it's no isur. There's no isur because it's not any, there's no dovish ain't mamish. A person makes a neder, you're not having enough from your friend. You can use the gachelos because that's a dovish ain't mamish. You can't have enough, but Mishal have a smutter. Because again, that's dovish ain't mamish, same concept. If that's not the isur, I know it wasn't a nat. You can't ask for something that's double shame mamish. Therefore, the shalevis is mutter. No, four. Once you got kazo shavah makayev, take out a gachelis, you go over hatsaw. A shalevis, you carry out a shalevis. What do you mean shalevis? You carry out, which means you fan the flame, and the flame extends into shesarabim. But look, because you're not over yisur. Because again, what carried out was not any double mechafsa. You didn't carry out the candle. You just carried out the flame. You move with your hand, and the flame shot out into the shesarabim. It's no yisur because there's no din of the double shame of mamish. You can make a brachah, that you can't make a brachah. It's not a flame. Gechelos is not a flame, but a shalheves is a flame, and therefore you can make a brachah on a flame. If they're glowing, so it's not just the coal itself, but there's flames coming from the coals, then you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha only when it's enough, which means, the Mirza explains what that means. The way Rashmi Sulu explains what this means, in other words, you have a flame, and the flame itself is enough to go ahead and make something else. In other words, you have a tiny flame. So while that flame itself, you can't be, is not enough to make a bracha. But if that flame would touch a piece of wood, or a match, and it would begin to light, that's enough of a flame in order to be considered enough. So it's enough, it's moving, it's enough of something where it has enough to be able, naktefes, which explains the shrekas nedekas, to be able to attach onto something else and cause it fire to come up, that would be considered okay, be mutter to do such a thing. The Gemara continues. Tanei Gosher Lit Yisrael, a goy that lit a fire from Yisrael, or Yisrael Shabbat Mekoi, my bro, you're allowed to go make a bracha. Gemara doesn't understand this halakha. Gemara says, "Nicha Gosher Lit Yisrael." I can say, "Great, it was Malik from Yisrael because it came from Yisrael. It was. It rested on Shabbos because it was a fire. Was the source of it was Yisrael. So therefore, it's being mutter. So therefore, in the sense, a guy lit it from it. It doesn't possible it, and therefore, you be able to make a bracha." So the Megai, but Yisrael, they took from a guy. Why should I have a guy? A Megai is also. In other words, when it says that if you say that it should be a guy that lit from Yisrael, it should be good. A guy that Yisrael took from a guy, it should be good. It wasn't Shabbos b'Shabbos, but since Yisrael did it, it should be okay. Then what's the difference of a guy and a guy? It's not the original flame. The guy took from another guy. Why should that be no good? I mean, the Mishnah seems to say it's also. So Mar says, "Esther Tani, Enochanat." Mar says, "Really, Apisvara, you should be correct. It should be mutter. I've ever come in the rotha, but halakha still in a brisa. A goy from a goy, you can't make a bracha. What's the idea? Because once we say a goy is aser, because why? Because Mar says because a goy is aser because we say the lo shavas, even though a goy took it from another goy. The luck is a bad thing. It should be mutter, but the brisa says it's aser because we're concerned that maybe then no matter even the original goy." In other words, once we say that a guy, you let it go ahead and make a bracha that on a guy took it from another guy, then maybe we're concerned that you'll even make a bracha on the original flame from the original guy. And the original flame that was lo shavas b'shavas, which the Mishnah says is asur. That's why we don't allow it. But a Yisrael from a guy, then we say that we do allow, that we don't have to worry about. Like, say we're afraid you're going to come to take it from the guy itself. A Yisrael did it in between. And merely, therefore, you're making a bracha on the shalevis, the nair of a Yisrael. That's acceptable. Says the Gemara. You have a mavi that belongs to a kula old goyim. Yisrael like a dar b'neim, and Yisrael lives amongst them. Yotze mishamar, you see a light coming from there. And v'chol b'shvelosa Yisrael shasham. You're allowed to make a bracha because it comes from the Yisrael that's there. Very hard to understand in halacha. Why should it be mutter? It's rov al pigayim. You go by rov al pigayim. Rov al pigayim, because you have only one Yisrael and old goyim. So why should you be allowed to make a bracha? Why don't we say al pi rov? It should be considered aser. You can make a bracha on it. So Gemara, in Bavli, Apaka Paskins, you can't do it. But the Yishalmi seems to say that it would be considered okay, that you can do it. So the Chari we have, according to some opinions, you have a Machlekes Bavli and Yishalmi, and the Rosh Maslow surely learns it's a Machlekes Bavli and Yishalmi, but the other Chari say no. The Charedim and others explain that Be'etzim, we can say over here it's different. When do we say a rov is us or when it's moving? It's called a parish, Meruba parish. But when it's set, a flame is set, it's in the mavui, and it's not moving, so we have a law called kavua, kemeksa maxadami, so we don't have a din rove of goyim. And maybe we could say, therefore, it belonged from a Jew. And therefore, you cannot consider making you're not being over an isser, because because Lamaise, you're doing it from a Jew. Because we say that mexa maxadami, so we say very well could be that it's made for a Jew, and therefore it'd be considered okay. It's the usher. So I may, but that's in the miashi of the steer. Maybe they will explain that's the love over here. Why over here you can make a bracha? The Bavli, where you go ahead, it's moving. Called parish meruba parish would be usher to do. That could be reconcile the difference. So the Rashi Solo and others learn that the emes it is a steer between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Again, according to some opinion, some of the Akronim. You can't make a bracha on Besamim on the Leil Shabbos at Feria. On Alok is on Erev before Friday night before Shabbos before Feria, or Besamim on Motzei Shabbos with Tziporin, or Tziporin on Motzei Shabbos. What's the reason why? Because they used to burn incense. They go to make the clothes smell perfume. So in Tveria they did it Erev Shabbos, they covered Shabbos. In Tzipur they did it Matzah Shabbos. Again, like the same idea of Shamim, for the Neshama Yisera, to lessen the pain of the loss of the Neshama Yisera. They did the same thing, the clothes should smell good. So it should be the same thing for covered Shabbos as well. So Mila, but you can't do it because it was made for the clothes. It was made for the summit, for the not made for the smell of the Shamim, to have enjoy the smell, but rather going ahead to make the clothes smell good. That's not the reason. That's not, therefore the bracha is not for the purpose of smelling. Therefore, you can make a bracha. Some shall have a shabbos. Some shall be horn as well. And also the devil alka. Same thing was also made for the bracha. which means, again, it's made for the sake of a close, which means even though on Thursday night as well, in Sippur, they, not only did they burn, as we just finished saying, that they burnt it, that Rabbi Yochanan's halakha, they used to burn it to make a Matzah Shabbos, that the clothes would smell good for the Shami Yaseir to go out, but they also did it on Thursday night, in order, again, coming at the Shabbos, that was part of covered Shabbos. But since it was not made to have the smits smell spices in the air, but rather it was made for the clothes to smell good, that's a davaratha, and therefore you can make a bracha on it. Mishnah says, "Allah, they have some shall mason, not a mason. Kishkabe, you have to nafkamina. Pence. How did the Amadat that we said, Allah, you can't do it? Masun lamaila mitashalmais. That's what you put on above the mitashalmais. There, clearly, it's made for the nair. It's made for the mace. It's made for the smell of the mace. The body that's decomposed. I was not thinking mitashalmais, but did it in front of the mitashalmais. That's not for the procession. You couldn't, and you're taking out the mace, you put it in front. There, that's done. The light is done for the achayim, not done for the mace. That's done before for the people that are those who are the mitap of bikvirasam. They give them light. So that was made for light, and therefore the same thing with some was made for the same thing for them as well, for the achayim. So therefore you can let make a bracha on it. And the only way for the achayim is because I said they didn't for the achayim. They did it for the achayim. Mainly, therefore you can make a bracha on it because it's not made. That's not called mina mason. That's called mina achayim. Therefore, the look in such a case, you qualify the look in the Mishnah Berurah, you'd be able to go ahead and make a bracha on this thing. Of course, we're talking about what it's done at night. During the day, there's no one. No, you can't see a light. They're walking with a procession, just a cupboard for the thing to have a procession, to have lanterns, but it's not. You're not benefiting from it because you have the daylight. So, talking about where it's at night, you could go make a bracha on it because you have it at night. Says the Mishnah, in the name of Psalm Shalom Zara, King of Zara. Fake the Marley Shagayim Shalvodah Zara. Didn't we already say in the Mishnah, Shagayim, that means Avodah Zara? So, what do you have to separate a look in the Mishnah of Shalvodah Zara? That same Goyim is because of the Avodah Zara. So the Gemara says, no, who's the Tifta Avodah Zara Shal Yisrael? Talking about a case of Avodah Zara Yisrael. What does it mean, Avodah Zara Yisrael? Which means, we're talking about Avodah Zara that belongs to Yisrael. And therefore, what do you mean, Avodah Zara? A Jew over to Avodah Zara, it's even worse. So the Rosh Masluik brings down and explains that we're talking about a guy, a Jew doesn't have Avodah Zara. Doesn't, of course, he's not over to Avodah Zara. He's doing it because he lives amongst the Goyim and he is afraid for his life. They'll be questioning him, he's not over to Avodah Zara. So he has Avodah Zara, they should fool them to think that he's over to Avodah Zara, but he doesn't do that. He doesn't really believe in it. So maybe there would be something which would be acceptable. Say, even there, Mevrach Allah. Now, it's not a goy, which is Famash Avodah Zara Mamish. Of course he can't do it. The Kiddush of the Mishnah is that even if it's only made for a Jew, only made to trick the Goyim, but not for any purpose of Avodah Zara, clearly even that's considered usher. You can't be nana, you can't make a bracha on that. That is the halacha that the Gemara says. Okay, so the Gemara says that the Mishnah says, Emrach al Nashi also Lenar. You can't make a bracha unless you nana from the Nair. You have to be yelped to nana from the Nair. The Gemara says, what's the source of this? The Rosh Pesach, we have a bow. Ayala kim as aur ki tov. Ve'akaf v'yavdu l'kim enol l'choshev. The Torah says, sur aur ki tov. Then it says, v'yavdu enol l'choshev. So you see that when? Only after he saw it, then he would have made a separation. So therefore, Shabbos, to make a separation, make a bread in the light of the separation, just like the day and the night is separated, not to be an Olah Koshev, because not the way you can see it. So too, Abdullah, to make Shabbos, you have to go ahead and see it. So you see the miracle on there, you have to be able to see it. And therefore, that's the bracha, only if you see the net. That's the source of where we see it from. Here we have a Machloikas, we showing him as the idea. The Chayr, the Gemara brings a Pasik, very well could be that, therefore, the halakha is. Maybe the halakha midin daraisa, the din daraisa, that you have to have a light, and then Abdullah Nair, Motzei Shabbos is a daraisa. Okay. But most learn it's only on a smak, that's a dinder rabbanon debonair, and that it's not ma'akev. It's not a dinder raisa, but a rabbanon with an asmak. Gemara says another halacha. Gemara said we learned the pasik, we dashed out of the pasik. Gemara said we have other psukim. I'm a mechana gal dasher, gal shetam, two gadoli am dasher, yirikun shemel lakish. Yadol kemen avdol akoi. That's when a kosher broker separated. It's going to a separation between another kosher. We don't have sin. No, my vilo. What does it mean? He separated. It means he separated himself. He took the light, not the light, the day between night and darkness, but rather the kosher broker took the special light that was in Gan Eden. The kosher broker took it for himself. The light from the special light of vilo. The kosher broker took for himself this special light. It was took something only for Olam Amos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for a human being. It can't be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the light from the world with the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That only only Malokim and only Moshe Rabbeinu was zoka to such a the seedus of this light. The light is separated. Do we have in the Mishnah? He separated for the world to come. The tzaddikim have special light that the bezoka to an olam ha'emes. But the Mishnah then Bavli discusses this in several places. There's a special light on the gonos. The tzaddikim liyosid lavo that Kosh Baruch Hu hid for them. The light, the original light that was in the Beitz, that Kosh Baruch Hu created in the first creation of the world, the first week. That after Adam was sent out of Gan Eden, the light was taken away. That light was put away. Says Rabbanon. The tzaddikim liyosid lavo. Gemara says, Mashal. Let me get a Mashal. What's the Machlokas? Shem Yochan Shlokas a Mashal. Madam, once again, A king had two different governors, had two people, two assistants, two people that were assisting him, two governors. I'm going to serve you today. I'm going to serve you today. I'll do both of them want to do today. Tell you, Shem Amalei Plunia Yomi is Mesumah. So the king had to go ahead. It was a Machlokas between his two governors. So he said, first when he called up, he said, you're going to go ahead and you'll serve the day. Tell me, the night will be your thing will be at night. The day will be your tchum. The night will be your tchum. So just like over here, each one said that they divided up the day, and the Kosh Baruch Hu divided up the day into one to the other. So too, the same mashal, the king divided up between Or and Choshech. Now, some of you are going to, so they want to say, you see that this is the way, yeah, there. Now, why do we have the Pasuk? How do we divide up the Pasuk? Yochanan said that the Pasuk, Yahya Shem HaKosh Baruch Hu, Amei Miyach, Savisa Boiki, Yadati Hashach HaLomo. The Kosh Baruch Hu said to Eov, that HaKosh Baruch Hu, did you ever in your life see in the morning, Shaka, did you ever go ahead and see the morning, the rise in the morning? That's it. You ever want to know where that Kosh Baruch Hu, where the place where the 6 days of creation, the light that was created in the first day of creation, where Kosh Baruch Hu put it? You tell him that's the special thing. Do you understand that first light? You know that this light, where is it created? That's the light that was created before the creation of the world. Then Moshe explains this way. He tells him, where you know what this light was? Nakayim. He tells him that this halak would be that this special light that Kosh Baruch Hu hid Le'iro, this special bracha, he was telling him, you should know, referring to that particular light, that Tzivicha Kaku Ksiva Mikra, that the double lashon Kei Bokman, what's a double lashon Beika and Shachar? It's extra to tell you that there's a special light, there's the light of the morning, there's a special light, which is another drasha, where you see Kosh Baruch Hu told him that the light was hidden for another place, for some place that this is a special light that was hidden by Kosh Baruch Hu. Gemara just says, we see the Lechara, this drasha, another drasha, created light, and worry chosha. What's the dimension? Yotza, oh, so shalom in him. Kosh Baruch Hu created the light, and the idea is what happened. Then Kosh Baruch Hu made shalom. There was a machlokes. Yochanan and Shlokas says a machlokes between the night and darkness. Each one wanted to serve. So Kosh Baruch Hu made the day and the night, divided up, and he made shalom bein abrios. Kosh Baruch Hu made shalom between the night and the day, and therefore each one had their own gavul. Gemara discusses this halacha. You can't go ahead. You can't go ahead now until you have enough from that night. To explain what the proper correction of the word is. The word is yaso with an aleph, and Shmuel says yaso with an ayin. Two different ways to spell the word. Mind you, also come from the pasuk Azos Neosalakan. We'll be this in my case by brothers in Shechem. We said to them, you go ahead, and you're allowed to make this. We're allowed together. We'll live together. Neosalakan, we'll go ahead and make peace between us. Like Gemara said, we'll understand that Kosh Baruch Hu, those who want to devour Hashem, the Pasuk in Navi, Messiah, that be the Lagi also, the same idea, knowledge, or we'll make Shalom between them. Either way, both ways make two ways to read which way the correct os is, and each one, both of them, have a way to read the Pasuk. Similar, another mission, similar idea. Get some of the Arabness of Aden. The Pasuk says, we go ahead, we make Arabin Aden, go ahead to Tchum, what's Tchum, how do you make a measurement? And the city to see what's the tchum. How do you measure the tchum? So the two ways again. We have an aleph and an ayin. Rav Amar the lashon is ba'avrin with an aleph. Shmuel Amar the lashon ba'avrin. What's it based on? Mind you, my avin based on the pasuk. My avin moisif from laev because you're adding a limb, a ver, lashon alyan, with an aleph. You're adding on a limb to the city. You're making the city bigger. You're making it tochum. So it's all lashon avin. My avin is kisha avur, like a pregnant woman uvar. Just like you know, when she's pregnant, she's bigger. So too, you're making the enlarging the space of the tochum of the city. You make it with an ayin. Let me learn another mission, another thing. You have 3 days before the day of the holiday of the goyim. You have to set. You can't do business with them. Because they use the business, they use the profit you give them for the money for Avodah Zarah. Rav Amar Eidehem with an ayin, Shmuel, but again with an aleph, Eidehem. What's the base? Eidehem, could be carved Yom Edom. Lashon, destruction is near. Eidom with an aleph. This is the Lashon of the Pasik. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that they can destroy the city. So therefore, it's a city of Lashon aleph. Mandi Yom Eidehem with an ayin is referred to Eidehem, Hema, Kol Yiru, Bal Yudin, Laman Yevoshim. That the idols know they're witnesses to themselves. The idols themselves will be witnesses, which means after a person leaves this world, the items themselves will testify a foolishness. The idols of Sodor, the wood and the Eitzim Avodim, the Eitzim Avonim that show that they worship will embarrass them. And Olam show them that this is what your service is, nothing. This is a meaningless thing you gave. You wasted your life on serving these meaningless things. My name is Makayim Shmuel Tameh. What does Shmuel do with the Pasek of Rav? How does he intern Rav? Adayim Hamon. They will be witnesses. Same idea that they'll be there to be serve as witnesses to show how foolish they were, to testify against them in the Olam Emes that what they did was foolishness. Mishnah says, you can't make work on there until you have anah. One wants to know when you say you have anah from the light, what anah? How much do you have to be able to see? So my click is in the Gemara. Women should be able to go ahead and spin thread by that light, which you have to have. You have to be able to see enough light to see how to spin the thread properly. So therefore, that's as much you need. You'll be able to look into a cup and a plate and see what's inside. It's a little bit, you need to go more light to be able to see that. You really have to have a lot of light to be able to distinguish between coins. So therefore, you have what type of coins we're talking about, how some coins are more similar than others, some are more different. But the chavra we're going in Madrigas, that each one is another level of being able to see how much light you have to be able to see even the smallest thing, to be able to go ahead and make a difference in the light that you need to have. So therefore we see that all these different things that we have to have in to describe the extent of the light you have to see to be able to see in order to be able to make a brach on the net. Even if you have a repeat disagrees with the Gemara, a different shita, Rioshia says, even if you're in a traklin, you're in a hall, a large traklin, that's 10 by 10 amos, you can still make a brach. You see it so far away, which from the lair, you're far away from the nair. Even that's considered enough nana to be able to go ahead and to be nana, and to be nana from it. Even though Misha says you have to be nana, but nana doesn't mean you have to be close like we've just been saying, but to even go ahead and be nana, even so far away, you can be Zera, when it came to a lamb, we stood right next to the lamb, to make a bracha. Amrila Tamidam, Rabbi Ma'atel Kama, what do you mean makru on us that you have to go so close? Even if it's 10 by 10, you can make a bracha. So why did you have to go ahead and you're showing us that the proper thing is that you have to be so close? You don't have to be so close. We see Roshia is a halacha that you can go even far away. So the chayra, how do we paskin? So vice versa, that the machlokes, Mar seems to come out from the Yerushalmi that you don't have to be close. You can even be far away. Because he tells him that's the more ends with this maysa that I feel the royal. I mean miracle. So why did you look? That's the way you pass in the logo. So why did you go ahead to have to come so close? The Bavli seems to pass in the inner Konami. You have to come close. You have to be able to see like the sheetahs before. You have to be able to even see coins between, distinguish between coins. But the Yerushalmi seems to be masking, seems to pass in like a Roshia. Even if Rachel could be able to go ahead enough to be able to go ahead and to paskin, it's in the halakha lemaisa we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that like the Bavli, that we have to be able to see close to be able to see the nair, and that's why we have the minute we put up our fingers to be able to see the nails, at least to see distinguish that between, in order to be able to make the bracha on the nair.